like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
This is It's Movie Time, and it's time for a new Neil Jordan movie called Greta. Now, Hope, set it up and tell me if this thing is a thriller, a horror film, or what is it?
I would go with a thriller, although it definitely bends toward horror in the third act. It's about a lonesome girl who is in New York, but she's lost her mother and feels a little untethered. She finds a handbag on the subway and is kind enough to return it, develops a fondness for the lonesome older woman who is also alone in the city, who the handbag belongs to. And that turns out to be a bad...
Chloe Grace Moretz plays the young woman, Isabelle Huppert.
She's amazing.
For her 10th movie in the last year.
Yeah, she is a stunning presence on screen. Part of the problem is that she's a very small and fragile human being. And the whole time you're like, knock her down. You can just knock her down. She's such a fascinating presence on screen when she becomes a stalker. Frances is the young girl's character's name. She becomes her stalker and she'll stand outside this sort of upscale restaurant where Frances works, just standing there staring hour upon hour. And it's what a really frightening presence this tiny, tiny woman can be. And then by the third act, she's a bit unhinged.
That shot where you go from inside the cafe and then you see her standing on the other side of the street, how beautifully that encapsulates our fear that there is some danger we can't do anything about.
It's true.
Police can't do anything about her.
Right.
She's got a right to stand there. I'm not surprised because Neil Jordan directed my favorite film of the 90s, which is
The Crying Game.
It's surely a thriller.
He's done some horror films. One of his first films in The Company of Men was a werewolf movie. And then his most recent, it's actually several years now, his most recent big screen project was called Byzantium, which was a vampire movie. But one of the things I like about that particular scene where she's standing outside, it's very Neil Jordan in the colors and the darkness and the sort of the rain and the way the streetlights and the neon of New York bounce off of her and this silhouette that she makes. I mean, there are certain scenes in this movie that are really brilliantly framed and orchestrated.
Yes, I agree. Otherwise, the tropes are abundant.
At a certain point, the movie just becomes silly.
Our audience at the preview was laughing.
Laughing.
I began to wonder, did Neil Jordan really expect this? Because
I don't think so.
I don't. Is this a spoof for Jordan?
I don't think it is. I think it's just a mishandled film.
Okay.
Because I don't think it was supposed to be funny. There are parts of this film where it feels like whole reels were chunked out. Some private detective TV show that has nothing to do with this plot was like spliced in. Because all of a sudden, there's Stephen Ray dubbed. That wasn't him trying to have an English, an American accent. That was just not Stephen Ray. And I just thought, what is happening? And why are they hiring a private detective when she has a police record? And why are you saying, who is she? Because you know who she, I don't understand. Call the police. It just derails so profoundly.
You know Ray is doomed.
Yes.
You know, that detective, he's so shabby.
They don't even introduce him until the third act. You're like, yeah, this guy, he's not long for this world.
And then anyone who's been to one horror film knows, do not go into that basement.
That's right. Because if you've ever been to a horror film, somebody somewhere shouts it, don't go in that basement. Everybody in our screening laughed. You're trying to escape. Nobody escapes out of the basement.
The first time when the audience really chuckled was in the Finger episode.
Yes.
And that's where I thought tonally it went wrong.
Because her character, Isabelle Huppert's character, by that point in the film, right, she's already sort of, you know, the jig is up. And so she's just being her own nutty self. She's clearly a crackpot by that point. Dismembered fingers and there's laughter. And you're just like, when he switches from thriller to horror film, he just loses his footing. There's a pretty effective scene where Frankie is home and she's receiving text photos of her roommate, and she realizes that this woman is just following her roommate, and her roommate doesn't know. There are so many horror films and thrillers about stalkers. She's unarmed, very, very small. Once you actually get to the point where she's dangerous, she's not dangerous, John. No. You just knock her under a cab and you're fine.
But Hope, she's so resilient.
She is resilient. She really is.
She gets up.
She really is.
But that's typical of a bad horror film.
Exactly.
One of the reasons you're here, not only because I just love having you as a co-host, but also you do know something about thriller horror films.
I do.
What grade would you award?
It is called Greta. I'm going to give it a D.
Oh, God. And I'm going to award it a C. I think we have to look other places, maybe at congressional testimony to get more horror.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's horror aplenty over there. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.